My granny, then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, with gas and tire restrictions keeping folks closer to their homes these days, Lum and Professor Sloan have decided that this is a good time to promote the spirit of fellowship among neighbors and to raise the intellectual and cultural standards of the community. And so they formed the Pine Ridge Golden Era Discussion Club. As we look in on the little community today, it's evening, and we find the club's president, L. Edwards, over at Abner's house, waiting for the other members to arrive.
Well, here's a pitcher of water, Lom. Whereabouts do you want it put now?
Let's see. Just set it here on this little stand. I reckon I'll do most of my talking from right here.
You're talking?
Yeah.
Are you going to give a speech again? I thought this was a discussion we was going to have tonight.
Well, it is, Abner, but you have to have a leader in a discussion. Somebody to get them started.
Oh.
And me being president of the club, no, natural, I'm the one who has to do all that.
Uh-huh.
Has Elizabeth got the sandwiches made yet?
Just about, I believe. She'll start the cocoa soon as I tell her to.
Oh, good.
You want me to tell her to start it now?
No, of course not. We ain't ready for that yet.
Oh.
Refreshments don't come till after the meeting, no way.
Yeah, well, I'll tell them plenty of time. You just let me know that. Uh-oh, wait a minute, somebody coming already. No, good, I hope that ain't Ulysses. There's the most uninteresting one feller I ever seen in my life. Yeah, come in, Grandpa.
Yeah, howdy. Hey, sort of cold out tonight.
Yeah, it sure is. Just throw your coat and muffler and stuff on the cedar chest there.
Evening, Grandpa.
Oh, evening, Lum.
Hey, reckon I ought to tell Elizabeth to start the cocoa now, Lum?
No, not yet, Abner.
Yeah, just sit down there anywhere, Grandpa. Make yourself at home.
Yeah. Can I have the rocker here?
Yeah, I reckon so, sure.
Yeah, good. More comfort.
Yeah, well, sit right down. Warm yourself.
How are you tonight, Grandpa?
Oh, just only tolerably, Lum. You know how cold weather always affects me.
How does it affect you, Grandpa?
Oh, makes me feel cold, mostly.
Oh.
Oh, my giant water freezes up to where I can hardly get up and down.
Well, I do know.
Who's all coming tonight?
Oh, Lom's got a batch of fellas lined up. Ezra and Caleb.
Ezra and Caleb won't be here tonight, though.
Huh?
They got something else to do.
Oh.
Professor Sloan can't make it, neither.
He can't?
Huh?
Well, let's see then, who is going... Oh, I know, Ulysses S. Quincy, he's going to be here.
Oh, my goodness, is he going to be here?
Yeah, it was Lom's idea.
Now, don't act that away, Abner. Ulysses is your neighbor, and you ought to be more friendly with him. Get to know him better. That's one of the purposes of this club.
Uh-huh.
And I know he'll add an awful lot to the discussion tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Ulysses has got a good head on him. He's an interesting fella to talk to. Fact is, I'm sort of deep in on him to lead... Wait a minute, I bound you, that's him right now. Careful how you act towards him now.
Yeah, I will. Oh, well, howdy, Cedric.
Wonderful world. Am I late for the meeting?
No, you're just in time. Just strap your coat on a cedar chest there, Cedric.
Evening, Mr. Lum.
Evening, Cedric.
You can sit there on the sofa, I reckon. Go right for you, Cedric.
Well, howdy, Mr. Grandpap.
Oh, hello there, Cedric.
Reckon I ought to tell Elizabeth to bring in the cocoa and sandwiches now, Lum?
No, we ain't going to eat till after the discussion is over.
Oh. I believe we could talk while we's eating, Lum. I'm sort of hungry myself. Wait a minute. There's that doorbell again. That's more like the old... Oh, well, hello, Ulysses. Come on in.
Evening, Ulysses. How are you feeling tonight?
Okay.
Yeah, proud to hear it.
Find yourself a chair there, Summers, Ulysses, if you can.
Grandpap, speak to him.
Huh? Oh, howdy, Ulysses.
Lum, ought I ought to tell Elizabeth to bring in the cocoa.
No, don't tell her nothing.
Well, I'm hungry.
Well, you can eat later. We're going to have food for thought first.
Food for thought?
Yeah.
Oh.
Never mind. How's everything going, Ulysses?
Okay.
Good. Well, I reckon everybody's here, so we may as well start the meeting.
Yeah, might as well get it over with.
Put on them funny papers, Cedric.
This one.
That's better. Now, members of the Pine Ridge Golden Era Discussion Club, I hereby...
Wait, just a minute, Mom. All right, Pearl. I'll see you hiding behind them curtains there. Now, you go on back to the kitchen with your mama. Go on. I have more trouble with that girl. Has to peek at everybody that comes in the house. You ask her to come in and meet them while she'll run like a scared rabbit. Go ahead, Mama. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Members of the Pine Ridge Golden Era Discussion Club, I hereby, according to the powers in me vested as president of the club, declare the meeting duly open for business. All them present signify by the same sign.
Yeah. Go ahead, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
How about you there, Ulysses?
Okay.
Good. All presents accounted for. Fellow members, the idea back of this club is to raise the culture standard of our community. We want to have a higher type of ignorance amongst our citizens.
Pearl, I told you to get away from there.
So tonight, we're going to hold the first of a series of weekly meetings at which we're going to discuss amongst ourselves here high-class culture subjects. Subjects like music and art and literature classics, such as Paradise Lost and Gilbert the Boy Trapper. And
how about the Cocoa Law?
Hey, shut up, Edna. Tonight's subject for discussion, before I give you those, I want to announce that our vice president, Professor Sloan, says he's sorry, but he can't make it tonight. I'll read the communication we got from him here.
Now what?
Here. He writes as follows. Sorry, but I can't make it tonight. Signed, Professor Sloan.
Interesting.
I believe we ought to accept that as being official. Do I hear a notion?
That's just Pearl you hear, Long. Get away from them curtains now, Pearl, and go on back to your mama.
Well, I'll accept this as being official in accordance with the bylaws.
Hey, Abner, how about a game of checkers? Long says we can't play tonight. He says it's...
Let's have more order at the meeting.
Checkers, he said.
Our subject for discussion tonight is high-class music of, I got it wrote down here somewhere, Beethoven. He was born in 1770 and passed on to his reward in 1827. He composed different pieces of high-class music. Put down the funny paper, Cedric. All right, now... Who would like to lead off the discussion on this, on his music? Just anybody that wants to talk about it, go ahead and start. Anybody? Well, I'll begin it myself then. How do you fellas feel about Beethoven's music? Well, here, I'll put the question another way, how do you feel about music in general?
It's all right, I reckon.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm for it.
How do you feel, Cedric?
Feel fine, thank you.
Well?
Ulysses, what do you say about it?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Does anybody want to add anything to that? Is there any questions about what we've covered so far?
No.
I got a question, Mr. Long.
Well, good. Good for you, Cedric. I'm proud of you. Now we're starting to get warmed up. Go ahead, Cedric. Ask your question.
Yes, Mommy. Here it is. What's Beethoven, anyway?
Doggett, I've been wondering that myself.
For goodness sakes. Beethoven is the feller we've been discussing here for the last half hour. He's a feller that writes music. High-class music.
Oh, you mean like Mose Moose? He wrote one song one time. Forget how it goes now, though.
Well, it's the same general idea. Of course, Moses' songs ain't as high class.
Say, that reminds me. You know what I heard about old Mose? I heard he's been sparking a telephone operator.
You don't mean Mamie?
Yes, sir, Mamie. Yes,
well,
sir.
I do know. Are you sure about that,
Abner? Well, sure I am, yeah.
Well, I heard he's kind of sweet on Agnes Dilkerson.
No, it's Mamie now. Well, I've seen them together. Sir, well, I didn't exactly see them myself, but Tom Forster claims he knows somebody did see him sitting next to one another at the Red Cross class.
Well, I do know. Have they joined up with that?
Yeah, must have, because they sat there and held hands all the time, and he carried her home the other night, too.
Yes, Mom, I seen that myself. Thursday night.
Well,
I'm sure that must have been Agnes Dilkerson, because I hear they got themselves engaged. And here's something else I heard.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you what I heard first now.
Oh, wait a minute. Just a second here. I'm afraid we're getting off the subject.
Uh-huh.
We're discussing the music of Beethoven, if you recollect.
Oh, that.
Now, to continue where we lost off, do you gentlemen think that...
Yeah, I do. Don't you, Grandpa?
Yep, sure do.
Cedric?
Mom?
Ulysses?
Why, okay.
Well, wait, I ain't asked nothing yet. Do you gentlemen think, Kenny's, is that the cocoa I can smell?
I believe it is.
Hmm. Fellow members, due to this subject having proved itself to be so popular amongst us, and also due to the fact that we ain't quite covered all of it yet, we're going to continue it over to the next meeting. All in favor, meeting's adjourned. Abner?
Yeah.
Hurry up, tell Elizabeth to bring on that cocoa and the sandwiches. And Grandpap?
Huh?
Get out the checkerboard. Bound you, I can whip you 6 out of 5 games.